When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to the very first episode of Drive to Survivor, the weekly Survivor pick show. Even when we're eliminated from Survivor, we're going to still keep doing the show in case you're still in and want our opinion. The concept of the show is myself, Rob Pozzola, will try to talk through with Cam Stewart, who has the ultimate decision about the Survivor pick of the week, to see if we can come up with the best plays. So Rob, Cam are on the line right now. And remember to go to thehammer.bet for even more Survivor content, along with everything that you need to know about the NFL right now. Cam, what are you thinking? What's the first team that you thought of this week when you were thinking about Survivor? Because I know you like Houston, but you know, Indy is popping up on a lot of people's radar right now.
Baltimore. I like Baltimore. And I'm going to tell you something. I like the Bengals. Maybe I'm nuts.
I picked Baltimore for my Survivor.
It's a divisional game. I'm just saying those are the two that stood out to me. Tennessee's probably going to beat. I took the Giants. Well, what else do we got going on here? Yeah, I think Indy might squeak out a win, but I like the points with Houston. I like Cincinnati and Baltimore. Those are my two.
Well, Rob, interesting. Do you have any sort of Survivor strategy? Because you know, the years that I win Survivor, it's usually picking on one team every week until I can't do it anymore, or just burning up all the good teams that I want to win. I'm not super concerned about week 17, unless you're playing in one of these Survivor pools with like 100,000 people. If you're playing with like 300 people or less, 100 people or less, just use the good teams and survive. Don't bother planning anything out because you're going to be fine by like week 10 anyway.
Agreed. The size of the pool definitely matters. For me, typically, I want to go against the grain when I'm in a larger pool. Because if you look at the board this week, right, you have a number of teams, whether that's Indy, Cincy, Baltimore, Denver, KC, San Fran. You got all these teams in like the 6.5 to 7 point favorite range. So you actually have a lot of options that are all in the same range. So for me, naturally, what I would say to myself is, who do I think are going to be the least selected of these teams? Like when I look at the board, I'd probably say Baltimore and Indy would be your most common selections. And San Fran is in that same range. I think that San Fran would probably make a decent play just because of the fact that you're going against the grain. People forget when you're in a Survivor pool, your goal is not to just make it to the end. Your goal is to make it to the end as the lone survivor as much as often. You want to win as much money as possible. So if you're continuously on board with the consensus plays, you might end up winning your Survivor pool and splitting with 100 people at the end, and then you've kind of done yourself no good. So I'm an against the grain type of guy. And I think personally, I think the chalk this week, the most commonly picked teams will be Baltimore and Indianapolis.
I would agree. Cam, do you have any steadfast rules? Because you just kind of said it. Hey, a division game. I don't like that. And all the big favorites this week are road favorites, which I know that people don't like. That doesn't bother me as much, though.
You know what, Pat? I don't have rules. I look at the board and I go, you know what? That's what I like. It's kind of survive in advance. But Rob's right. That is one thing I do agree on. If you like a lot of things, try to pick the one that people are going to have the least if you can't make up your mind. Because, yeah, if that's the thing. If people like, if the Bears beat San Francisco or something like that, it's party time with all those guys there. So I would say, yes, I do agree with Rob. Baltimore will probably be the most. I would think it's number one, and I think I'm thinking Indianapolis will be number two. But I like Cincinnati. Hey, Rob, that's going against the grain. People think the Steelers could play with these guys. I think Cincinnati beats them, but it's a little bit dangerous.
Everything's dangerous. You have those two teams. I think you're right. Baltimore and Indy are going to be the two teams that are the most selected. Then it's San Francisco, and then it will be Cincinnati. And then I guess the next one would probably be Denver at Seattle, wouldn't it? I wouldn't touch that one. Yeah. But
I would also say, like, even though they're not as high a spread, I do think the Titans are going to be heavily picked this week because of the fact that they're at home. A lot of people do. I don't have Survivor rules either. I think like the number is the number in the game. Whether they're a 7-point favorite at home or a 7-point favorite on the road, they're a 7-point favorite. It doesn't matter what the venue is. That's already being accounted for. But I do think a lot of people will gravitate towards Tennessee for a couple reasons. One, because all these other big favorites are on the road. But two, if you look at Tennessee's schedule, there's not a lot of future value in them, right? You can probably take them later in the year against Houston, but that's a week 16 game when they play Houston at home. Who knows what's going to happen by week 16? So I think people who are planning out the full season as well might talk themselves into the Titans. I think that's like a sneaky one that might have higher ownership than people realize.
So, Ken, give us your top three Survivor picks and the one that you'll ultimately decide to go with here.
Ravens, Bengals, you gotta be kidding me here.
Ken, it's the free Survivor Picks show. It's not like life and death.
Sorry. Well, it feels like a game show to me. What else do I got going on here?
If you lose this week, you still get to make a pick next week. It's not like you'd lose in your actual Niners. Pools, but we're making picks every
Niners.
Week.
Niners, I guess.
So Ravens, Bengals, Niners. Okay. Rob, what would it be for you? Because I have Ravens and Indy. Those would be my only two choices this week.
I would say top three for me would be Niners, Colts, Bengals.
Niners.
There we go. Bengals. You made your card, Rob. Excellent.
Are you not concerned about the Niners injury situation at the moment? And that Trey Lance, although we saw him twice last year, is kind of an unknown?
Trey Lance had a very good preseason, especially the final tune-up. However, I will say every time I tell myself, I'm concerned about the 49ers. Oh, Kittle might not play. Samuel's banged up. I then just go back to the Raiders roster and I look at it. The Bears roster. Bears. Excuse me. For years, it was the Raiders but the Bears roster. And I'm like, it doesn't matter. Like it should matter. Obviously injuries matter, but the Bears are really bad on paper. Yep. So I don't know. I feel like Kyle Shanahan should figure out a way to beat the Bears regardless of who's in the lineup there. They're still a 7-point favorite away from home. I think people, again, in terms of like the 7-point favorites, not a lot of people are going to take the 49ers. You know, it's rookie, you know, not a rookie quarterback necessarily, but young quarterback making a week one start on the road. And they'll talk themselves out of that pick, whereas I think they're just as likely to win the game as the other 7-point favorites. So I'm ultimately not too concerned about that.
I'm a bit more concerned, Cam, only because everyone knows my positions on betting the alt-line win total unders for the Chicago Bears and my bet for them to be the worst team in football. I still stand by that. However, there's just a bunch of weird factors here. There's the Trey Lance factor. I don't know what's going on with him. Could be great. Maybe he's not so great. But you have the Kittle injury. He may or may not play. Debo's still dealing with a hamstring injury. I don't know if he's going to be 100%. But the real killer, and I really think this is where the most value can come in with some of these things, are just offensive line injuries. Like, they're going to be missing their starting center more than likely. Let's see. Brunskill's been out since mid-August with a hamstring injury. Not looking good, not practicing for week one. And if there's one thing, and I know they lost Khalil Mack, but if you look at the Bears defense last year, very opportunistic and did just get to the quarterback more often than anything else, that they did well on defense. Like, they were top five in adjusted sack rate last year on defense. So if they can pressure Trey Lance, maybe that leads to bad decisions. Maybe he ends up fumbling. Like, for whatever reason, the Bears are etched in my mind, Cam, as the team that is just going to have two defensive touchdowns out of nowhere, fellas, on stupid plays.
Here we go. Are we going to get the stones and take the Bengals, those pesky cats? Or we take a Raven. It's one of the two. So you tell me. I don't want to touch the Niners either, even though they probably will win the game.
Fair enough. I mean, I don't mind either of those. I mean,
Which one do you prefer? I'll defer to you guys.
I like the Ravens.
I really don't care.
I think the Ravens are the chalk this week. Like, I don't want to pick the Ravens in any of my pools, personally.
Okay, then let's go with Cincinnati. And the Pittsburgh upsets them. We're out week one.
Yeah. Excellent. I mean, so I'll be the only one left.
You know what? Pittsburgh, that would be amazing, though. Imagine the Jets beat Baltimore and the Bears beat the Niners.
Oh, like, God. I'm doing a live show.
Can we win a fantasy pool? Can we win a Survivor in 1 week?
Cam, I'm doing a live show with Cust after the games. I can't handle the Jets beating the Ravens. That just will not do.
Oh, yeah, that's a problem. Johnny Jett over there. Yeah.
All right. That's Drive to Survivor, presented by The Hammer NFL.bet. Go to the site, go to the Twitter handle, check out everything. Whether you're the sharpest person alive or the biggest square alive, there will be content for you up there. Cam, Rob, and I will be back every single week with the Drive to Survivor. So stay tuned. We'll see you next week.